It's always hard to hear the news of somebody passing, even if you know that they're sick, they're not well, as had been the case for some time with Madame de Cuillier. I think, like a lot of people in the Pontiac, I'm shocked by the news, saddened by the news, and my thoughts and prayers go out to her family, to her friends, and the people that loved her and that she loved across the region, but. It's also an opportunity and a time to think about what she did for our region and how she held herself, how she conducted herself throughout all these years.
How did she influence your work?
She was Charlotte Lecuyer was an interesting lady. She was always frank. She was always honest. You always knew exactly where you stood with her, exactly what she thought. Which is a quality that not enough people in politics have. But at the same time, when I took over from her in 2014, she always kept a respectful distance. Sure, she gave me advice. She talked to me about some topics on which she knew she had an expertise or she knew much about, but she let me do things my way. She wasn't looking over my shoulder all the time, which is something that I certainly appreciated.
Something else to say?
I think today is a good opportunity to thank Charlotte Lecuyer for the work that she did, not only as an elected official in the region, which she was for more than a decade. She sacrificed personally. She sacrificed time with her family to do the drive back and forth to Quebec City for many years, but mostly and also as an administrator for the region, she took that fall to heart. She took the time to understand the needs of everybody, their healthcare needs in the region, to try to find solutions to meet those needs. And she certainly, obviously, she knew a lot about healthcare, but she found ways to give the citizens the services that they required, and that I think is her lasting legacy, along with the construction of the CAP in Shawville. So for that, I want to take the opportunity today to thank her, and send my most sincere condolences to her family and friends.
André Fortin, thank you.
Thank you.